भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। हरि रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 14। Lord Krishna explains the yoga system. Text 18. Badhyamanopi madbhakto Vishayair ajitendriya Prayaha pragalbhaya bhaktya विषयैर् नाभिभूयते बाध्यमानोपि मद्भक्तो विषयैर् अजितेन्द्रिय प्रायः प्रगल्भया भक्त्या विषयैर् नाभिभूयते बाध्यमानोपि मद्भक्तो विषये अजितेन्द्रिय प्रायः प्रगल्भया भक्त्या विषयैर्नाभिभूयते। Mataji's word by word meaning. Badhyamana, being harassed, api, even though, madbhakta, my devotee, Vishayair, by the sense objects, Ajita, without having conquered, Indriye, the senses, Praya, generally, Pragalbhaya, effective and strong, Bhaktya, by devotion, Vishaye, by sense gratification, Na, not. Abhibhuyate is defeated. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: my dear Uddhava, if my devotee has not fully conquered his senses, he may be harassed by material desires. But because of his unflinching devotion for me, he will not be defeated by sense gratification. Purport: Abhibhuyate indicates falling down into the material world and being defeated by Maya. But even though one's senses are not fully conquered, one who has unflinching devotion for Lord Krishna does not run the risk of being separated from Him. The words pragalbhaya bhaktya indicate a person who has great devotion for Lord Krishna, and not one who desires to commit sinful activities and chant Hare Krishna to avoid the reaction. Because of previous bad habits and immaturity, even a sincere devotee may be harassed by lingering attraction to the bodily concept of life. But his unflinching devotion for Lord Krishna will act. Shri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives the following two examples. A great warrior may be struck by the weapon of his enemy, but because of his courage and strength, he is not killed or defeated. He accepts the blow and goes on to victory. Similarly, one may contract a serious disease, but if he takes the proper medicine, he is quickly cured. If those who follow the impersonal system of speculation and austerity deviate even slightly from their path, they fall down. A devotee, however, even though immature, never falls from the path of devotional service. Even if he displays occasional weakness, he is still considered a devotee if his devotion to Lord Krishna is very strong. As the Lord states in Bhagavad Gita 9.30, apiche sudara charo bhajate ma mananya bhav sadhu reva samantavya samyak vyavasito hisaha. Even if one commits the most abominable actions, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is to be considered saintly because he is properly situated. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya ज्ञानांजनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं. नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे कौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे. नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतृषे नमः. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्ते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये. वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। सो वेलकम एवरीवन फॉर टुडेज मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट 18। सो इन दिस वर्स लॉर्ड कृष्णा इज एक्सप्लेनिंग टू उद्धव। He is explaining this yoga system, and similar concept comes in Bhagavad Gita also, chapter 6, where Lord Krishna is explaining to Arjuna. So Arjuna inquires from Lord Krishna that what if somebody still, I think it is still echoing, what if somebody is not able to achieve the perfection on this path and falls down, he gives up devotional service still, I think. So what happens to such person? That was the inquiry of Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. And Krishna assures them that partha neveh namatra vinashastasya vidyate nahi kalyana kritkashit durgatim tatagachati. That one who is on this path, there is never durgati. He is not lost. It may appear that temporarily somebody has given up devotional service and not following certain regulative principles. But here Krishna is explaining the power of devotional service. Devotional service is so powerful that even if somebody has committed great sinful activity, apichet sudracharo bhajate mam ananyabha, sudracharo mosadamanvana bhajate mam ananyabha, but still he is continues to serve me, ananya bhava, with unalloyed devotional service. He does not give it up. He knows that is only hope. He again takes shelter of the Lord and goes on the path, devotional path. Then what happens? Krishna is explaining that sadhu reva samantavya samyak vyavasito hi saha. He should be considered saintly because he is properly situated. He knows that devotional service is only hope, only solution. There is no other hope. One may achieve so much knowledge, but still by knowledge still there is danger. Of course in fourth chapter Krishna explains that api chedasi pape bhya sarve bhya papa krittam sarva jnana plavenevam vrijinam santarishyasi. Even if somebody is considered to be the most sinful of all sinners, if he is situated in the boat of transcendental knowledge, he takes shelter of the transcendental knowledge. He understands the power of devotional service. Then Vrujinam Santarishyasi. Then he will be able to cross over this material ocean. Because this material ocean is not easy to cross. There is danger at every step. And one may begin with great determination that I will be able to achieve perfection in this life only. Still, there is danger. There are temptations, there are difficulties, devotees go through various kind of challenges in their lives. So, Krishna is giving the assurance here. He is making Uddhava as an instrument, just like he made Arjuna as an instrument in Bhagavad Gita. He is making Uddhava as an instrument and giving this great knowledge. And he's explained that even if my devotee has not fully conquered his senses, he may be harassed by material desires, but because of his unflinching devotion for me, he will not be defeated by sense gratification. So in this material world, most of the people are in the bodily concept of life. Thinking that I'll be able to conquer everything. And what is the strength? My body. I am so strong. Or my expansions of the body, my family, my relatives, my nation. So many expansions of body. And I have some strength. I get confidence because of this kind of bodily concept of life. And one may think that I will be able to conquer everything. Bring everyone under control. That is the bodily concept of life. Srimad Bhagavatam explains exactly the opposite. It explains that Deha Apatya Kalatradishu Asat Swapi. It explains that one thinks that I'll be able to conquer this world because of this, my army, my expansions. They are asat swapi. They are fallible soldiers. They are fallible soldiers. And one by one these soldiers are defeated. And material energy in the form of time. I'm a little uncomfortable with this kind of. So material energy in the form of time defeats everyone. In the form of time, nobody can conquer. There is no scope. Time defeats everyone. And one by one all these soldiers are falling. And ultimately the main person who thinks that I am the controller, I am the master and I can conquer, he will also be defeated. He will also be dead at some time. And it happens because of the bodily concept of life. Srimad Bhagavad Gita first begins with, you are not this material body, you are spirit soul. You are different from this material body. You are eternal. Soul doesn't die. That is the first understanding. And Lord Krishna explains that that is the transcendent, that is the confidential knowledge. If somebody understands that I am not this material body, I am spirit soul, that itself is a confidential knowledge. mortal world, there is so much knowledge going on. Information and no transformation, doesn't change anything. We just try to get more and more information, but ultimately it does not change our life. We just remain on that platform only. The purpose of information is to transformation, change our life, go higher. So when one understands that I am not this mortal body, I am spirit soul, and spirit soul is not inactive, it is active, always active, and it needs positive engagement. And that positive engagement is because of devotional service. In devotional service, there is a lot of engagement, lot of service one has to perform. And that service purifies the person, that purifies that soul. Soul has been entangled in this mortal world for many, many lifetimes. And it is going through one species to another, changing bodies one after another and getting entangled in this mortal world. But when it comes to the human form of life, it has some hope. To come out of this cycle of birth and death permanently, not temporarily, permanently, one can come out of this cycle of birth and death and go back to that place where there is no birth and death. That is the power of devotional service. It is allowing one to completely become free from this entanglement. And therefore this process has been given, the devotional process, which has the power to take somebody from this mortal world to the spiritual world. That Lord Krishna tells, informs, that one who is engaged in such devotional service, he will come back to me. He will not remain in this mortal world. So that is more confidential knowledge. And bhakti, the devotional process, is the most confidential knowledge. Confidential knowledge, more confidential knowledge, and most confidential knowledge. So Krishna has systematically given this labels in Bhagavad Gita. And it begins with, I am not this mortal body, I am spirit soul. So therefore, lot of problems in this mortal world are because of the bodily concept of life. And therefore this knowledge has to be given, that we are not this mortal body, we are spirit soul. And when one works with that understanding, then one will realize that yes, body will go through so many changes, birth, old age, disease and death. This will happen to the body, but I am not this body, I am something higher than this body. Otherwise, when the old age starts coming, people start getting afraid, they start getting depressed. Why my black hair are becoming grey? And my white teeth are becoming black? That is going to happen because we have this mortal body. But the person who is seated in that body is not changing. That person is eternal. That is not going to become old. That is not going to die. It will not have diseases. So one has to focus on that. In Bhagavad Gita also Lord Krishna explains that jara marana mokshaya mama shritya yatantiye. One wants to become free from jara and maran, old age and disease. Mama shritya yatantiye. He takes shelter of me. So, therefore, one who is on this path, he has understood that I am not this mortal body, I am spirit soul, and very sincerely trying to practice bhakti, devotional service. Still, sometimes because of the previous conditionings, one may get affected by this bodily concept of life. And because the material energy is very powerful, one has to intensely pray to the Supreme Lord that please protect my devotional service, please protect everyone, those who are practicing devotional service. So here Lord is explaining that even if somebody goes through such challenges because of uncontrolled senses, mind can distract, but because of his unflinching devotional service to me, he knows that I am the only supreme person. One has to take shelter of that supreme person, and you got it. Then ultimately he will be protected. And we can see in Srimad Bhagavatam that has been so wonderfully given in so many places. Jada Bharat Maharaj, he was great devotee, was practicing bhakti. He had left everything. He had gone to forest to completely focus on the Supreme Lord. But still there, some attachment developed. And then we can see that he had to take the birth of a deer, and then Jada Bharat, and then finally he was protected. He was liberated. Ajamila, he was a great Brahmana, practicing, but for so many years he was distracted. But ultimately when he saw those Yamadutas, then he realized. He chanted the holy name. And that chanting was so powerful. At instantly it purified that soul. So many years of sinful activities. But just because of one chanting the name of God, just Namabhas kind of stage he was chanting. Even in that stage he was purified. So Shukadeva Goswami explains that what is the power of this devotion service. The holy name is so powerful that it can purify the soul instantly. So therefore one has to take the process in that spirit. One should know that this devotional service is very, very powerful. And if I have to go to the higher levels of devotional service, then I had to give up lower attachments. Voluntarily I had to give up. Then one will be able to understand what is higher devotional service. So here, therefore Lord, he comes every yuga, and his purpose of incarnation is paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam. He gives pleasure to his devotees. Vinashaya cha dushkritam, he annihilates the demons, removes all these sinful people. And when he had come as Lord Krishna 5000 years before, that time what he did? He was killing so many demons, those who were entering in Vrindavan. He was very small child, infant. That time also Putana came, Trunavarta, Shakatasur, Aghasur, Bakasur. So many demons, they were taking different forms. and coming to Vrindavan trying to kill Krishna. And Krishna knew all these activities of Kamsa. He knew that he is sending all these demons and he was killing one by one as a sport, sporting activity almost every day. And at the same time he was giving pleasure to his devotees, because when these difficulties come, then everyone gets in anxiety. In Vrindavan everyone is in anxiety. Vrindavan is not an easy place to stay, because demons keep coming there and the whole world, they want to come to Vrindavan. Because Krishna is there. Wherever there is Krishna, there will be some difficulty. Anarthas. As long as anarthas are there, one has to face those anarthas. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that by hearing these stories, Krishna's killing demons in Vrindavan, the anarthas within our heart will be cleansed. Because these demons represent those anarthas. When we hear sincerely, with devotion, then the anarthas, those who are disturbing our heart, we are not able to see Krishna within our heart very clearly. We see through anarthas, we see through faults. So therefore, the more we hear, our heart will become clearer. So when Krishna was till 5 years, Kaumara age, he was given the charge of cows. Small cows, he was chote chote gaya, chote chote gwal. In Vrindavan they keep singing this kind of very Raj mood is different. So they like Krishna playing with the cows and herding the small cows and going in the pasturing ground. So when Krishna was doing that, of course we know that he was performing so many childhood pastimes when he was going out with the friends. And that time, once Brahmaji saw that, what are these activities? Is he the Supreme Lord? He had some kind of doubt in his mind. And he thought that let us trick Krishna. Let us make some fun with Krishna. Whether he is the Supreme Lord or he is an ordinary child, let us try. And he thought that let us hide these children and cows. Let us see what Krishna's expression, how Krishna looks, he gets bewildered. So he thought like that and he stole all the cows and boys and hid them in the cave. And he came back again just to see the fun. But what happened to Brahmaji? Krishna is the Supreme Person, he knows everything. He understood that this time Brahmaji wants some purification. He is little bit kind of into his Brahma mood, creator. He thinks that he is a creator. But let us see. And Krishna immediately expanded himself. In fact, he expanded himself as cows and boys, and in fact they were having more gala time. Very enjoying perfectly, because they're all Krishna. They're going on with their families and cows, and cows are very mad after their cows. All the elderly gopis, they think, oh, such a nice boy we have. But they were all expansions of Krishna. And it almost like for 1 year it was going on. And Brahma was, he thought that let us see, go back. And in a moment he came. And within that moment, Brahma's moment,
like here 1 year had passed, and he saw that, oh, there are boys are there, cows are there. What happened? Did I steal? He got bewildered. He was trying to bewilder Krishna, but he got bewildered. He thought that, hey, boys are there, cows are there. What happened? Did I really steal them? Are they there in the caves or here? He could not understand. And Krishna understood that. Yeah, this is how he wanted to trick me, but he has got tricked. And then he came to Krishna. And Krishna showed his manifestation. He showed that he is the same supreme person. The Brahma came and started offering prayers. So like that, Brahma was bewildered. And he offers prayers. So this was happening till the age of 5. Before 5 years, Krishna could do so many activities. Then when Krishna came to Pauganda age, 6 to 10 years, then Nanda Maharaj, he thought that now Krishna has grown up. At 6 age, children keep playing till 17 age, whatever. They don't want to give up their childhood. Even old people also keep playing golf and so many sports. They have to focus on the spirituality. But they think that, oh, those are the good childhood days. It's not going to come back again. One has to give up. One has to grow up. Somebody was saying that in order to go up, one has to give up. Give up small things. Then only one will be able to grow. Otherwise one will not grow. One will just remain a small child in a big elderly body. So therefore internal development is important. So here when Krishna came to Pauganda age, for Krishna there is no age. But even on this mortal plane, Krishna performs some activities. And when Krishna came to Pauganda age, that time the elderly covered man and Nanda Maharaj thought that yes, now Krishna has to take charge of the bigger cows. Bigger cows. If you have been to Govardhan Eco village or any Goshala, you can see the bigger cows are different. Small cows are different. Small cows are more agile and they just run here, there and they're playing. Bigger cows are more sober and tranquil, more serious. So one has to be serious to handle serious cows. Cannot make fun with the cows. So Krishna was given that kind of responsibility on this day, Gopashtami. Today is Gopashtami. So you can see that our devotees are very nicely decorated, enacting those pastimes on the altar. That Krishna is going with the bigger cows with his friends in the Vrindavan, groves of Vrindavan. And in that way, Krishna wanted to give pleasure to his devotees by entering in Vrindavan. And Krishna and Balaram, they were keeping all the cows in the front and coming behind and entering into Vrindavan. Some of our devotees have drawn such pictures. This is the real mood of Vrindavan. Krishna is taking care of the cows. Cows. Krishi ko raksha vanijya, Krishna is explaining that cows are so important. And he wanted to give pleasure to his devotees. So when Krishna enters in Vrindavan, it is such a wonderful sight to see. And Krishna goes with bare feet. He is not wearing any shoes. Krishna's soft feet touched the dust of Vrindavan. And on Krishna's feet there are marks of lotus and chakra and various auspicious signs. And those are imprinted on the dust of Vrindavan. So that was the daily activity. And Krishna and Balaram are going there around. And Krishna saw that the trees of Vrindavan, that they were having a lot of fruits and they are bending down. So Krishna was, he saw that these trees are so wonderful. And Krishna explains Balaram, Krishna tells Balaram that see how these trees are so humble, they are offering you pranam. And in the previous lives they may be impersonalist views. They may be having those impersonalist views. But now they have become trees in Vrindavan. So these trees are not ordinary trees, Kalpavruksha trees. Lot of trees are there, Padamba, Tamal tree and many trees are there. So Krishna was telling Balaram, and in that way he was giving pleasure to everyone, all these coward friends, and they were making sounds of chakoras and so many birds, Bharadvajas, and in that way they were having a very nice time in Vrindavan. And Krishna knew that before that these coward boys were stolen. They entered into the mouth of Agasur and they were so much trouble. But here I will give them more pleasure. So they were moving around and some of the coward boys said that, Krishna, we are smelling some nice fragrance here. There is a close by Talavan tree. And there are such nice fruits, ripened fruits on the trees. And we are so intoxicated by that aroma. And we want to eat those fruits. There are so many fruits on the trees and fallen on the ground. But unfortunately we are not able to enter there. Because there is one big demon staying there. His name is Dhenukasur. Asur in the form of donkey, gada. Gada ban gaya. Kya gada hai? He took the form of a donkey. Somebody is a very fool, we say, kya gada hai? So he took that form. He really became a gada. He became really a donkey. So he took that form thinking that he will be able to kill Lord Krishna. He will be able to disturb coward boys. And Krishna and Balaram, they knew that yes, he's another next mission. Our next mission is donkey mission. So Balaram, he entered there in Talavan, entered and started disturbing the trees. And you know, Balaram is not ordinary child. He is Sankarshan, original Sankarshan, and he maintains all the universes. What to speak of small forest in Vrindavan? So he went there and started shaking the trees. And so this demon, he got disturbed. Who has entered here? For so many years I have been comfortably sitting here and nobody can enter my area. That's a kind of demonic mentality I will need. I create a domain and nobody can enter in that area. So Balaram, he really disturbed this Dhenukasur. And he came. Charging, he came and it was like an earthquake. Came running towards Balram. And he kicked Balram in his chest with his hind legs, thinking that he'll be able to push Balram behind or make him fall or something, hurt him. But Balram is the source of strength. He did not get affected at all. Again he tried to kick Balram. So what Balram did? He caught hold of his left, his hind legs. He just caught him and started whirling him like a cloth. And just by that whirling motion, this demon Dhenukasura lost his life. It was such a powerful force that his life air came out, and he just threw him on the top of the tree, palm tree, and he was like, it was such a huge weight on that tree that that tree fell on another tree, and that tree fell on another tree, and it was like that, so many trees were just falling like a hurricane had come. So many trees were simultaneously falling because of one asura. And then afterwards, all his other associates, donkey associates, started coming. They thought, Adari, our main leader is killed. Now we will come in action. And they thought that they will be able to defeat this child. They didn't realize that whom they are encountering. So all they started coming, entering, and they thought that let us kick them, let us, these two boys, Krishna and Balram. Krishna and Balram, they had a very nice time. They started picking up one by one and whirling them, killing them and throwing on the top of the trees. And like that, so many donkeys were on the top of the trees, dead. And Srila Prabhupada explains that it was like a panoramic scene. It was kind of, Krishna wanted to give pleasure to his devotees so he can create so many wonderful pastimes. And Krishna's friends were so happy seeing such kind of things. And Krishna is happy to give pleasure to his devotees. Krishna is happy when he sees his devotees are happy. So that's how Krishna was giving pleasure. Therefore, Krishna is pleased when his devotees are pleased. So in that way, these were the pastimes. And when Krishna was there in Vrindavan, he used to call the cows by their different names. So many cows he was herding. And Krishna, when he would call them one by one, Krishna knew the names of all the cows. And when he was calling, then each cow knew that Krishna is calling us. We may take Krishna's name. Krishna hears that also. And he reciprocates. And we also like to chant, or we have to struggle to chant to Krishna's name. We don't have taste for chanting Krishna's name. But when Krishna calls the names of his devotees, and they are all pure devotees, so when the cows, they hear Krishna is calling by the names, so many names, according to the colors, according to the colors, Dhavali, Shamali, and so many names, Nandini, so many names Krishna calls one by one. And those cows hear those sound vibration coming from Krishna. Krishna is calling. They hear the sound vibration goes in the ears of those cows. They start shivering and they start moving and start responding to Krishna's calling. So that is the That's how Krishna gives pleasure to his devotees. Krishna is calling everyone, in fact, but we don't hear. We want to hear. We want to. Therefore, we can hear through this process of devotional service that Krishna wants us to come back to his own abode. Then there will not be any anxiety. This bodily conception life will be finished. We will realize the higher levels of devotional service. So therefore, on these days, such wonderful pastimes had happened. Gopashtami, Krishna was given the charge of the bigger cows. And this mood of devotional service, the process of devotional service was carried forward in this parampara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he carried forward that mood of devotional service. He explained that this, through this process of bhakti mark, only one can achieve the highest perfection. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he was performing that wonderful pastimes. When he was a child, he was in Navadvip. There he was performing pastimes. Then he took sannyas. Then he went to South India. Then he went to so many holy places. He toured all over the country. And then finally, last 18 years, he was in Jagannath Puri. So many devotees have gone for Jagannath Puri Yatra. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri for 18 years of his final years. And there he performed so many pastimes. And then after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he empowered his next level of devotees. He had his mission to complete. He wanted his mission to carry forward. And he had instructed his foremost disciples, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, to write on the Vedic literature, expound the devotional process. And they wrote so many books. They excavated holy places in Vrindavan. They constructed temples. Radha Madan Mohan Mandir, Radha Govind Mandir. So many temples in Vrindavan. Because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions, we can see that today also these temples are existing. So that place of Vrindavan, one can achieve when the heart is clear. And this process is given in these books. And especially when one follows the instructions of spiritual master, Guru's words, they follow sincerely, even there may be difficulty. If somebody follows the words of spiritual master, that will purify one's heart. So therefore, that is a process given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And today is also disappearance of Dhananjay Pandit, Shri Gaur Gadadhar Gadas Goswami, and Srinivas Acharya. These great saints, they disappeared on this day. Gadadhar Gadas Goswami is said to be the luster of Srimati Radharani, Radha Dyuti. Dhananjay Pandit is said to be one of the 12 Gopalas, Vasudham. And even today at his place somewhere in Sheetal Gram, near Katwa somewhere, they celebrate the disappearance of Dhananjay Pandit. And today is also the disappearance of Srinivas Acharya. We can see that Srinivas Acharya, he had such great devotion to the Supreme Lord. And before his birth, in fact, is when his father, Gangadhar Bhattacharya, he had that complete conviction that the Lord, Supreme Lord, has appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is there in Navadvip. And he wanted to see him. But for so many years he was not able to see, and he was busy with his activities, his professional activities, and so he was not able to immediately leave everything and come to Navadvip. But once he decided that I will go to Navadvip and see Lord Chaitanya, so that time he came and he was at Katwa. And at that time, Lord Chaitanya had decided to take sannyas, and that sannyas ceremony was happening at that time. And the people around, they were saying that, why this happening? Stop this. We do not want to see the wonderful hairs of Chaitanya falling. We do not want to see him in this sannyas form. So there was a huge commotion there. The barber who was supposed to cut the hair of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also in too much of emotional trauma. He was given this task of cutting the hair of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And sometimes he was crying, he was stopping. But of course Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made everyone instrument. And at that time, Keshav Bharati Maharaj, he uttered the name Sri Krishna Chaitanya. That was his sannyas name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Gangadhar Bhattacharya, he heard this name Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he just kept chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He could not stop. And when he came back to his again place, he shared that with his wife, and both were in ecstasy and was continuously chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So the people around, the villagers, they gave him the name Chaitanya Das. He got another name, Chaitanya Das. And in that way, later on, they were not having a child for so many years. Then after some years, he decided, let me go to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Chaitanya. So he went. He saw Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu in his sannyas form. He was so happy to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He offered pranams, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also understands everyone. He welcomed them, both of them, and told to go and take darshan of Lord Jagannath. And they went and prayed to Lord Jagannath. So later on, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told that you have prayed, and I know I am not different from Lord Jagannath. I know I can understand your prayers. And in that way, he predicted almost that your son, you should give the name Srinivas. So Srinivas Acharya was not an ordinary person. He was said to be 1/16th part of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaura Shakti, Lord of Shakti, Lord Gauranga Shakti was there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Shri Shri Radha Gopinath. So there are many stories regarding Srila Srinivas Acharya, but maybe some other time. Hare Krishna. एकमात्र श्रीमद् भागवतम की श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।